Some of these are priceless. There are first editions that date back to the 17th century.
Hmm. Have you ever tried to put any other books in here?
Sean tried to place other editions on the shelves, but the next day we would find them on the floor.
By the bookcase?
No, thrown across the room.
Hmm. I'll need to look at some of these.
Only if you wear gloves.
Oh, I have a pair. Right here.
Well then, you have my permission.
Ms. McElroy?
Yes?
I'd like to speak to your daughter.
My daughter? Well, I doubt that she can help.
Why I need to talk to her is because sometimes these imps are attracted to teenagers.
What are you saying?
Well, children's energy is more out there. It's more unguarded, open. A poltergeist is attracted to this kind of energy.
You've determined that this is a poltergeist.
I don't know about that.
There's some pretty interesting books in there. I found one from the 1700s. It was on witchcraft.
Really?
It doesn't tell you how to mix up any brews, but there's some nice lithographs.
Were there any tips on riding broomsticks?
Oh, there were some fine drawings of witches on broomsticks, but no tips.
Where are you, Mojo?
I'm sitting out by the moat. There's lots of frogs living in there.
What else did you find?
There's an occult and a metaphysical section with some text on demonology. But they're written by outsiders looking in. I think I know more than they knew.
Did you get any feelings from the books?
Mrs. McElroy made me wear gloves. But I pretended I was nearsighted so I could get my nose in there and sniff around.
Anything?
Man, some of those books are musty.
Did you feel anything?
You know how it is.
Some feelings come from the book. Some come from the people who spend time with the book. But nothing alive was living in the ones I checked out.
Do you think the imp is hiding in one of the texts?
I can't discount it. Last night I tried something. I had a book with me. I put it in the bookcase along with the others. This morning, it was on the floor.
In the next room.
That's a good sign.
Why is that?
Your presence hasn't changed its pattern. The imp comes out only at night, right?
Well, that's what they tell me.
Okay, what I want you to do is this. Go to a flea market. Buy a couple of big, heavy volumes. The heavier, the better. Put them on the top shelf.
You want to see how strong that thing is?
Tell Mrs. McElroy you want to spend the night in the Scottish room.
I know what you're saying. If I doze off and those books are pushed off the shelf, when they hit the floor, I'll jump out of my skin.
It's late at night. Mojo has received instructions from the cook. He now knows how to operate the giant copper espresso maker in the kitchen. He's fortified himself with a large cappuccino.
Man, this brew is strong enough to melt my spoon.
As the grandfather clock finally begins to strike 2 a.m., Mojo's chin slowly drops to his chest. The book he's been reading slips to the floor. The two heavy volumes he's placed in the bookcase inch their way forward. They teeter on the edge of the shelf and then fall and float to the floor. A wispy form drifts across the room. It weaves around Mojo and whispers in his ear.
Dream on, Moorman.
When the light of the new day filters through the windows and the clock begins to strike 6 a.m., Mojo awakens.
Did I fall asleep? Wait a minute. How did those books get on the floor? I think there's a sneaky spook around here.
After that cappuccino and all those chocolate-covered espresso beans, there's no way I could go to sleep.
But you did.
I think I got sprinkled with fairy dust.
Maybe it is fairies. But they like to be outside, Not playing around in musty old tomes.
Maybe they were looking for a pressed fairy.
What?
Did you ever see Lady Cuddington's pressed fairy book?
Pressed fairies?
Yeah, there was this old woman who went around slamming her diary on fairies and squashing them between the pages. She caught a lot of them in all kinds of positions.
That wasn't real.
Looked real to me.
No, it didn't. Did anyone hear your books hit the floor?
No one. This is one smart imp.
Have you examined the grandfather clock?
Oh, that was the first thing I did.
You never know what's hiding in those things.
It felt okay.
Well, you know, some of those old grandfather clocks have so much character, they have a life of their own.
This one's okay.
It feels fine, like a kindly old grandfather.
Did you leave your tape machine on?
I had my mini disc. It started, and then it quit.
It was blank?
It was. We may have a technologically advanced imp here. Wait a minute. I just remembered something.
Tell me.
A voice. A child. She called me Moorman.
Good going, Mojo.
Moorman? And what do we have here? A grand piano. And no one about.
What are you doing?
Are you Elise?
Who else would I be?
Well, your mother said...
Do you mean Helen? Helen is not my mother. She's the evil stepmother.
You think she's evil?
You don't know that? I thought you were supposed to be psychic.
Sometimes. I'm just looking into things that have been going on here.
You can't make it go away.
Right now, I'm just trying to understand it.
Why do you have to understand it?
I need to know what it is.
So you can kill it?
I don't want to kill anything. What it's doing isn't bad. It's just a little mischief.
Do you think you can catch her?
You mean the imp?
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Did you ever see her?
No.
Did she ever say anything to you?
Why?
Well, she said something to me last night.
She wouldn't talk to you.
She whispered in my ear. She said, "Dream on, Moorman."
You were sleeping.
I heard it.
I don't believe you. What did she sound like?
Well, she sounded like maybe your age.
Ha! Huh, I'll bet she's hundreds of years old.
You may be right.
What's a moor, man?
Well, it has several meanings. A moor is a wasteland, like the marshes they have in Scotland. Moor also means to be held by cables or chains, like to moor a ship. And a moor may be a black man.
No, really?
Oh, yeah, from Africa. A Muslim of mixed Arab and Berber descent. They used to be called moors.
Now I know you were dreaming.
I heard her.
Was she African?
No, I think she was Scottish.
I don't believe she talked to you, moor man.